Well, what's up?
Yay, here we go. So it's been a long time. But who am I? I'm Sky. I'm straight from the ATL, where the players will. Currently in the Wild Wild West. And I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sales VA, all day. Two up, two down, chilling in colder Los Angeles. Waiting to see if there's going to be fireworks tonight, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, who are I'm we? Here. We are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspectives on soccer, football, everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
And lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
So in this extremely quick episode, we're going to talk about the international window, U.S. women's national team, whatever that thing that's the Ballon d'Or, and then kind of sort of talk about the playoffs for this weekend. And talk about merchandise. And that's
okay.
All right. So all right. There was a lot of games in the international window, and we have a newsletter. What's the newsletter called?
It's called On the 2 and the 4. If you know, you know.
Yeah, no, so should never explain that. If you're not on the 1 and 3, you should be reading that newsletter. But Sills wrote a bunch of stuff that goes extensively into the international window.
For all the
different games. So, we'll keep it brief here. What is one thought about the international window as, I guess, it wrapped up, allegedly?
Specifically for the United States?
Well, anybody. Well, no, everybody else but the United States.
Okay, you want to do that separately. I titled the newsletter this, but, like, the melanated are thriving in countries where they normally wouldn't, and countries where they do. So a lot of goal scorers, a lot of shea butter bombs and booms and dunks and all those fun things. So, like, for me, it was just really nice to see that consistently over the break.
Was there a favorite goal?
So my favorite goal was actually a U17 goal. Nigeria in the group stages, in their last game, they'd already won the group, but it was 0-0. And I put her in the newsletter, I think, last week, but Rashidat, oh my gosh, I just lost her name. Masood, I'm pretty sure it's her last name, hit an absolute golazo from not quite the halfway line, a little bit in front of it, but it had to be about 40-yarder, and just nailed it. So that's probably my favorite goal of the last couple of weeks. Man, I mean, that Jaden Shaw goal was pretty good. It was pretty good. That Jaden Shaw goal was probably my favorite. What do you have?
I mean, I really didn't watch. But I guess the goalkeeper goal from
Oh, yeah. That was also very good.
Is that Ghana? South Africa.
Yeah, I think a South Africa keeper.
South Africa keeper kicked a phenomenal goal.
Calmly, too.
Keepers are the shit. They didn't win that game, but that was a bomb-ass goal. I guess in terms of the U.S. Women's National Team, two thoughts.
Okay, so we're going into National Team. Okay, you go first. Okay.
Oh, let's see. It was nice to see everybody and their mama actually play. Mm-hmm. That we weren't just bringing in people into camp and not giving them caps. It's nice to see that tide has turned. I guess the second thing is some of y'all got to get ready for the fact your favorite players may not be on this squad in 2027. Because similar to Alex Morgan, everybody's getting their chance to figure out how they're going to be on this team. So, yeah, don't get shocked if some people moved around. But the midfield is the problem. I do think it will get fixed, though, because of Emma Hayes.
I think I agree with that. I did really like that every single player that got called in played. Even Mandy Haught, who, of course, came in once Jane Campbell left camp injured. She was called up and played today in the third game. It feels kind of like, okay, this is what it was supposed to be in, like, 2020.
Yeah.
Like, and granted, some of these players weren't quite there yet. But it feels very much like, oh, okay, this is what more of what I thought transition would look like. We're a little behind, but also it feels like we have enough talent to catch up, even though we're behind. Our own plan, and Emma just having a plan, like I've gotten to sit in different press conferences and are really just trying to figure out how essentially she's going to fix the youth system in women's soccer in the U.S. Because the Fed's not really doing it. That's why they're paying her so much. So yeah, it's been very interesting in trying to align the youth teams and, you know, the senior team and have a plan of action. For me, it's also really nice seeing people who didn't get to go to the Olympics this summer, but had been in the squad, come back and ball. Like Jaden was there obviously, but didn't get to play. Like Alyssa Thompson's form has continued. You know, Ashley Sanchez got minutes today. So it's really nice to see people who had kind of fallen out for a myriad of reasons get back on. So yeah, that was kind of the vibe, but the vibes are immaculate right now. That midfield is the issue.
I think she's going to try various people who have been in midfield to see what they can do, but she did bring in various people who can replace them. And we got to keep in mind, there's people who are still hurt or whatever's going on with Katarina Cario, and then beyond her, Croy Bethune.
Also true.
And then, yeah, there's people. I mean, you finally got to see Yasmin Ryan play and look good.
Yeah, that was really nice. Yeah.
But if she starts moving people around because they refuse to be positionally sound, Lindsey Horan, or leaves people at home, whatever, it's not going to be she didn't try. So it's going to be interesting to see what she does when they go to Europe in the next camp.
I think I literally heard, because I think Becky and Sam had Pino on after the second game.
Yeah.
And she literally said, Lindsey does not have positional integrity, basically. I was like, dang.
Yeah, she's got to figure it out.
But I mean, it's true. Like, she roams, and okay, but that's...
Yeah, no.
That's not necessarily the player I'd ask to do that.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
Which is part of why, if we talk about the next topic, the Ballon d'Or, her being fifth, people getting mad that people were mad that she was fifth, is because it's not to say she's not a good midfielder, but her lack of positional soundness has caused her problems for club and country. And if she doesn't figure this shit out, I will not be shocked if Emma puts her on the Jesus Christ. If Emma puts her on the benchy bench, you know what I'm saying? Because it's disrupting the flow of the game. Like, Emma's guy is in charge of the biggest talent pool. And even for who she's calling in the camp, right, it just signifies that you got a short, y'all got short leashes to be doing this bullshit.
Yeah.
But even though it with the Ballon d'Or, Lindsey Horan was fifth. Beyond that, Mal, who was that? Trinity?
So the US, or I'm sorry, yeah, the US had four players in the top 10. Trinity was ninth, Mal was sixth, Lindsey was fifth, Sophia was fourth. And then the top three were all Barcelona players. So it was Salma Paralueyo, Carolyn Grant Hansen, and then, of course, Aitana Bonmati won her second Ballon d'Or in a row. Listen, I think individual awards are subjective. I always think somebody gets snubbed. Usually a couple people get snubbed. I don't think this year was an exception. A very, very big player was missing. So yeah, I think there's work to do, particularly on the women's side for that award. It feels like an afterthought. Yep. They just got that award in what, 2017, 2018? Because it was Ada Hegerberg, 18 might be. Won the first one. Like, March has never won one because they didn't have it, but she's won a bunch of player of the years. I don't know. To me, I was just like, once I didn't see Naomi Grimm's name at all, I wasn't really feeling that. And that's no disrespect to the other Americans. And Alyssa Nair was also nominated and finished like 17th, I think. But
yeah,
my personal theory is, if you nominate Naomi Grimm, she probably wins it. And they probably aren't letting a first generation Black girl from America win that award.
Yeah, she definitely wins the award.
It's still the French. Let's calm down.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah. And I mean, the men's side also had a lot of conversations around racism, standing up to racism. Does that cost you? All of these other things. So yeah, I think that the Ballon d'Or in general probably needs to have a come to Jesus moment.
Yeah.
But for me, Naomi Graham is the Ballon d'Or winner. Yeah, to me, Ballon. Naomi Graham is the best player in the world. And just for funsies, because she's petty, she decided to score a brace today. Well, spiritually, it's a hat trick. Yeah, it's a hat trick.
Because she's generationally hooping on the field.
Yeah. She literally said, oh, okay, I'll just score goals then. That's fine.
Which is cool. It's like, Emma, make her a six. Do it for me. Anyway, but like I said, you got it. Do it and just unlock it and just be evil and drop 20 on their forehead. Do it for me and Wembley, actually. But anyway, it was
Might not matter. Wembley, the way England played in that Germany game. England looked terrible. That's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, England looked terrible. But anyway, also Lucy Bront. Okay. Y'all's fascination with Lucy Bront.
The whole back line.
They went on a journey and got cooked on up.
Quick thoughts on England. That back line is food. Our forwards will feast.
Yes.
However, if Serena is smart, she comes out with Stanway, Clinton, and Park, we don't have the midfield for that. We will get our asses whooped in that midfield.
Well, yeah, so then we just going to have 50-50. It's going to be 51 goals to 51 goals or some shit like that.
Yeah.
It's probably, yeah. But yeah, that's what I don't know. Serena, you don't have to live like that. But if you want to live like that, your back line is going to get ate up. It's going to get twisted like a little pretzel. But, other than that, yeah, so I just wanted to say that. Nobody's hating on Lindsay. It's obvious there's issues. We need to critique in the women's soccer space. Like,
absolutely. You need critique. And I'm going to say this. Listen, being a hater is fun.
Yeah.
But I'm, as they say, I'm an ethical hater.
All right.
I got numbers and tape to back it up.
Yeah.
And when players do well, we also give her credit. Like, I promise you, there's a whole list of podcasts you could go listen to. There's tweets, because I know y'all be on Twitter and our Twitters. Like, it's there. We absolutely give credit when credit is due. But I trust patterns, and that's a pattern.
I mean, her own big sister Tobin, he even told her she ain't positionally sound. You had people.
I mean, again, Pino just said you were not positionally sound. I feel like I trust her judgment.
Yeah, you see the issue. It's fixable. That's why it's like it's fixable. But we'll see. With that said, speaking of NWSL, ex-NWSL, would-be NWSL players, it is the last weekend of the NWSL season. Freedom for me of bad soccer. Thank you, God. So people are fighting for their lives for the playoffs. Any predictions of what might cause complete abject chaos?
I mean, the chaotic scenario is Portland loses and Louisville wins by enough for them to overtake Portland for the last spot. But essentially what's happening is 5 of the 8 playoff spots have been clinched by, Orlando, DC, Gotham, Kansas City, and North Carolina.
Yeah.
And Chicago, 6 spots. Yeah. 6 spots, Chicago. The last 2 spots, so 7th and 8th, or it could be 6th, 7th, and 8th, because Chicago could finish lower, are going to be decided between Portland, Bay FC, both of whom are currently in playoff positions, and then Racing Louisville is the only other team outside of the playoff race who has a chance to make it in, meaning San Diego, Los Angeles, Seattle, Houston, and
Utah.
Are eliminated.
Yes.
However, there are 2 important games on Friday. You have Gotham at Utah, and you also have Angel City at Portland. I think there will probably be chaos. I don't know why. Angel City seems to be Portland's bugaboo. Sophia Smith did score over the break.
Yeah.
So that probably helps Portland. Though she did not play 90 in either game, and I don't know if she's 90 fit. So if Portland's going to score, oh my goodness, excuse me, they're going to have to do it in the first 45 or the last 45, would be my guess. I think both teams have very shaky goalkeeping, so we'll see how that goes. And then, yeah, I imagine, well, Utah's very interesting, right? Because they've honestly been the best team since the summer break. They've been the very best team in football, essentially. NWSL. But it was a little too late for them, and they got a few draws when they needed wins. But that's a team that's coming. They just hired their interim coach, their permanent coach. We'll see what they do in the offseason. So, yeah, I'm here for the chaos. And the week after when the playoffs start and there's no bye week, I actually think that benefits the top seeds. I think the bye week is actually really hurtful. I think Bay and Portland will still get in. Like, I think Portland by the skin of their teeth. I think they will lose, but I don't think Louisville will score enough.
Yeah, I do think because Angel City, because they're eliminated and then players are playing for their respectability, and then just because you're going to have, I think this is the first time Portland's going to deal with a full attack of Angel City coming into their spot. So that's going to be interesting. Given their backline situation. And if they don't have Sophia healthy for the whole 90, what that's going to look like. We just going to play to play. No telling what the fuck's going to happen. So I expect abject chaos.
It's an after dark game, isn't it?
Yep. I could expect complete freaking chaos. And I would like LaRue and Kristen Press to get their 50 of goals, huh?
Newly extended Cindy LaRue, who just re-upped for 3 years. So congratulations to her. She said this the last one, and I respect that.
Yeah.
So yeah. The bones get tired. Was gonna say, I also don't like, and I hope the league fixes this going forward, though I know scheduling is really hard. I really don't like that every game isn't at the same time on decision day.
Yeah. Well, they tried to do it last year. They tried to do that last
year. Yeah, and it didn't quite work, right? But I think, I mean, we could also talk about the Summer Cup, and the article came out today about it on ESPN, which is, but yeah, they're still figuring it out. It's very evident. I think there's a lot of things that's happened over the last maybe month that lets me know the league is still very much figuring it out.
Okay. So yeah, with the Summer Cup, like, they got to figure out how to play that. They got to do. So you either, if you're going to have the NWSL go against Liga Mickey Femenil, you have to figure out how one Liga Mickey Femenil stops their season so that they have full bodies, so that we get the chaos we saw with the Gotham versus Tigris game. When I was like, that's the Tigris I know and love. Or you see Club America beat the mess out of fucking San Diego. Like, you get the full-fledged, in, you know, Liga Mickey Femenil teams, not we play two games in the last 5 days, so you got the C-squad trying, like, no. So, and then you also need NWSL teams go to Mexico, like, point blank period, or don't do this tournament. And then figure out how to have it in a place where it better makes sense, I guess, for people to travel. Because I guarantee you they were banking on to pull the Liga Mickey Femenil fan base from, like, a Tigris or a Club America to show up in San Antonio. But when you got two NWSL teams, particularly one during the international break that didn't have most of his roster, it was like, okay. And then it was a vibey game, you know? They can do that better next year.
Yeah. And again, I think I will shout that out. I think it's Jeff who did the article, but it does go into detail. Like, it isn't like I read that and I felt worse about that tournament than I did. So, like, already objectively, like, I really didn't like the U.S. teams in no way, shape or form had to go to Mexico and play in hostile environments. I have my thoughts about that. I think in some ways the NWSL doesn't want to risk it. It's like Nick Saban off a bye week. You know how he used to be like, I'm not going to play the big teams. I'm going to play big teams after a bye.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, that's not. And then I think in that article, they said that Liga MX Femenil pretty much said, this felt like something that the NWSL did. And we were just guests. Like, nothing we do was really involved in this. Like, they were calling all the shots. And the prize money is abysmal. I think it breaks down to, like, if they split it evenly, I think they got 55,000. So if they split it evenly, read this article. I'm not joking. I posted it in one of our chats, I think. Or I'll send it to you. But it comes out to like 2,000 a player or something like that.
So then why did they play? This didn't need to happen.
This is what I'm saying. Remember, we kept asking, like, okay, but what's the prize pot? Like, what's the amount? And they would never answer us.
And you got players that got hurt in this tournament. Like, this wasn't worth it. So
Sam Staub did her Achilles in this tournament.
Yeah, yeah. So this wasn't, yes, younger players got experience, but you weren't playing players. And then you traded Liga Mackey Femenil like shit. So,
I mean, and I mean, granted, listen, how you build your roster, especially, like, I get why Gotham did it, but also you knew you were signing like 8 national team players.
That's right. You had
your team. Yeah. But that's not a fair, that's not a competition between two teams at relatively full strength, right? Right. Like, Shannon Matthews came out of retirement for a game. Like, it's not.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah,
which is fun to see, but I'm like, this is a final.
Right, it's a final.
No one bought tickets. They didn't advertise it.
Right.
It felt very one-sided. You could have just kept the Challenge Cup for all of this. Like,
yeah, and then it was like terribly shot, horrible lighting. Yeah. It was like a mess. It was like no point. The trophy looked better than the dinner plate. But
it did, and you can drink out of it. And you had it in a city that doesn't have not only an NWSL team, but not a USL Super League team either.
Yeah, they don't, yeah.
You don't have a truly professional, like, our top flight professional women's team.
Period.
In San Antonio, nor are they in the running to get one.
Yeah.
To my knowledge.
Because they don't even have a basketball team anymore because they try the Stars.
Yeah, well, they do. They're in Las Vegas now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you don't even have, like, yeah.
Like another women's sport to. Do they even have one of those volleyball, like the volleyball teams in the new volleyball?
No, I don't think so. No. No. They don't have any women's sports anymore. So this is why it's like, well, you could have put it in Austin.
Right. I'm like, that would have. Yeah, I mean, they're picky about that Q2 stadium. But,
yeah, but yeah. I mean, like, it didn't make sense for, I get what they were trying to do, but if you weren't going to treat the Liga Mackey Femenil like shit, this was never going to work. So they got figured out, do better next year. Can't wait for the comp. Well, that won't be until May, with whatever those teams look like. But when Tigres plays, when Tigres and Club America play.
Oh, yeah, that being super late. Like, the knockouts of that being next year, like, those teams aren't going to look the same.
Yeah, they're going to play whatever variation in May of Tigres, Club America, Gotham, what's that, Portland?
Portland.
Yeah, so those teams won't even look the same. They're going to look different. That's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Probably really violent.
I can't wait till on one of those teams, somebody played on the other team the year before. Like, that's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be interesting. Beyond that, yeah, that's it. Let's see, we got merch, we have hoodies,
yes,
we have t-shirts, we have tank tops, we got Don't Play Out the Back, we got the
I have logo. Purchased a Don't Play Out the Back shirt. I'm excited.
We got the script, the podcast script. We got it in teal, we got it in black, we got it in white, we got it in pink, we got it in blue, we got it in coral, that's golden. That might look like Sol Rosa. We got it in
pink.
We got it in super pink. We got it in black. We got hoodies. We got white hoodies, gray hoodies, teal hoodies, black hoodies, all the hoodies. We got tank tops. We got great tank tops. We got every tank top you could ever imagine on the sun. I posted 50 billion pictures. Oh, yeah. And then you can get it customized in name sets in different colors. Lilac.
You can get, isn't there a bundle, friend?
Yeah, there's a bundle. Yes. There's a bundle.
Yeah.
Where you can, if you say standard $10, you get $10 off your little bundle of a, if you get a regular, well, this is regular, tank top, t-shirt, hoodie situation, you get $10 off. Or if you get the customized, you get a hoodie and a customized hoodie, which is a, your own name set on the back in whatever colors, multiple colors, or a t-shirt, then you too can get a custom for customized $10, you can get a discount.
What? Well, Sky, can I ask you, did you get merch?
Yes, I did buy merch.
Ooh, did you, what's your favorite? What are you getting?
I mean, I got two pink hoodies with the name sets. Mm-hmm. I lost my black hoodie, so I got another black hoodie.
Okay.
With in the black name set. I got the pink name set. I think I got the blue and the black. At some point I might go back and get the purple, on the pink one. I already had the teal. Oh, and I got the yellow with the black. Mm-hmm. Then I got every Don't Play Out the Back t-shirt. Cause there is something coming. There is a new
okay
segment coming. And then
I did not buy a t-shirt, but yes.
And a t-shirt. Oh, a tank top. No, I didn't buy a tank top. No, I got a different lady head shirt, and I think in pink or blue. I don't remember what it was. But yeah. Okay. I bought too much stuff. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I only got three things. So I got a black hoodie because I only have the teal one, and I wanted to be like Candace Parker.
Yeah, Candace Parker had the shirt. So does Sydney LaRue.
Yes, she does. I got a don't play out the back. I think I got either the teal or the pink in that one, a pink. And then I got a custom shirt because I needed a different color palette. So I think I got like the lilac or something like that. So yeah, I'm excited. I like to start small and then I'll keep adding. And I wanted to make sure I got it in time for championship weekend. And if you all order by this Friday, November 1st, you too will be ready for you to have your don't play out the back shirt. And you can just point to it when a team does it. Yeah. And you don't have to yell, save your vocals for other things. You know what I mean?
Right. And so like the name says they come in teal, pink, blue, black, white, coral, lilac. And I think I got all of them. But yeah.
I think that's all the colors. You got it.
So yeah. Get yours today. The at For the Culture. Wait, at FTC UTD shop. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I'm looking right at it. FTCUTD.com/ SBFC shop.
Yeah. And it's in the show notes.
Yes. Yeah, you can find it on our socials. You can click and go directly. And not only will you have it if you order by the first, but they also make pretty good gifts for the holidays. So you can get your shopping done early.
Yep. And so, I don't know. my hits and riffs of the week.
Well, I forgot about music this week. That's so bad.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, yeah.
She released a part two that is basically like a mixtape. I don't know.
Is that the one with all the Houston dudes and the like being her video vixens now?
Yeah. She's a she's great. Effectively released it. It looks like a freaking No Limit.
It's old school. It's an old school throwback. Yeah.
But Bigger in Texas, and then I think I like what's that other song? What's that other fucking song called? Number One. Okay. Yeah, her little that whole journey into effectively being a mixtape. Yeah, it's fine.
Bring back mixtapes for real. Yeah, same. I'm on a Gloria Hallelujah kit. I really like that album. So I think when the list came out, everybody's like, Kurt Franklin. I'm like, her name is also Gloria Hallelujah. It's going to have a little gospel on it. So yeah, I really like her. I like what she's doing right now. So whole album. I don't have a favorite right now. I know some other music
Let
coming
her cook.
Out soon. Yeah, that's a good one. I know some other artists have some stuff dropping. Honestly, I've been pretty out of touch with what's out the past couple of weeks. Just life is in the way. But I get to sit down soon and get reacquainted with what's new out here. So I'm actually really excited about that.
Oh, it's the other song, Number One Rule. That's a fly song.
Got you. But yeah, that's what I got this week. And I don't really have any old school. Nah, I'm good this week.
When the gates swing open and order my steps in the word.
Oh, okay.
Because we need prayer that Kamala wins the election. Make sure you vote.
Oh, that's right. We're less than a week away from that.
Make sure you vote.
Listen, yeah, I'm not. Like, grandparents treated it as a sacred thing because they grew up in the Jim Crow South and couldn't vote for almost half their lives. So I don't tell people who to vote for. But it is a right that you have that you are able to exercise that some people who deserve that right are not allowed to exercise. I'm speaking of my formerly incarcerated siblings who have not had their rights restored. If it didn't matter, they wouldn't be burning ballot boxes right now.
Yep. Your vote matters.
So you cannot tell me it does not matter. Please vote down ballot. Your local politics and your state politics matter to your everyday life a lot more, quite frankly. You need to be aware of what's going on around you. And also, voting is not the only thing. You have work to do 365 days a year. So, and yeah, my hope is, listen, I would like to live in precedented times at some point in the near future instead of unprecedented times. But mostly just protect your peace, do your duty. And yeah, let's hope that there's something to fix. That's what I am right now.
Yes. I will say also, if you're in California, actually do research on the initiatives, because
yes, in the propositions,
what they read like, there's one in particular,
33 and Nate's commercials are, I'm so tired.
Yeah, 36 and 33 are really weird.
Oh my God.
There's some obvious ones that are more obvious, but there are a couple that you need to read and look at who is sponsoring those things, and that will let you know whether or not. 33 in particular has tricky language. You need to read it.
Yeah. And the commercials don't give you anything for either side of it. Yes and no. So really read it over. And they have it both digitally and they've also mailed you.
Yeah,
the booklet. Yeah.
Yeah. So California makes it easy to vote. Like, I need to throw it at a, I'm not actually going to put it.
Washington's still pretty great though, because I don't got to go inside.
Yeah. I just need to drop mine off in person.
Okay.
But the other part I was going to say, to my, non-binary and transgender people, I'm so sorry you've had to watch that terrible commercial. Cause I know some people have pointed out people haven't really been checking on people, but you know, largely I've been compartmentalizing, what's in the news, but please take care of yourself. This election is almost over.
Same. I'm just going to piggyback off of you really quickly. Like, yes, to our trans siblings, like, I'm so sorry they've made you a target. Like, y'all shouldn't have to be sad. Like, it's really sick. Especially my young trans athletes who are, athletes as well. Some of whom aren't actually trans. Like, they're just using anyone's photo. Trans antagonism comes for trans people first, but please understand they come for everybody. Yep. They use it against everybody. Yep. I'm so sorry. And I know it's not going to end after this election, but at least maybe you won't have to see the commercials and hear the commercials anymore.
Right.
So about your, everyday, leaning into your degradation. So, and same for everyone. The text will stop. Hopefully the commercials will stop. And fascism's here, but let's hope we can do like the rest of the world and beat it back a little bit.
Yeah, so. And it don't stop. It won't stop after November 5th. It will.
Yeah.
We got to keep fighting.
We're not the only country that's had to do it. So I don't know if that's comforting or not, but like, we aren't the only ones.
We keep fighting. So beyond that, please leave my phone alone. It's a 404 number, but please, God, let me be.
I'm still tired. Please.
Please stop calling. And like, so back to back to back and sending text messages.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anywho, with that said, that's it. That's a short episode. See? 30 minutes.
Hey.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Manager Ebony.
Yes.
Shout out to Grego, TK, All for the Culture. Yeah. Shout out to Yogi the Great, who has now 50 billion episodes. Please tag us on Twitter, sir. When you post these things.
True.
Dreaming of Freedom. Shout out to Black Karens. Y'all got your
first. Yes, I got to hold the shield.
Shield.
Jermaine, I saw that.
Y'all might be beating Atlanta, but so what? But anyway, shout out to.
I mean, Guzan out here trying to roll it back.
I don't know if he gonna.
Gave you one.
Well, shit, when did they play again? In 3 days? This is crazy. MLS changes.
Yeah, Garber and the money grab. Yeah.
Yeah, this is crazy. Shout out to Walking 90. Shout out to DR. What are y'all called? SC, FC. Is that right? The Vroom Vroom. Shout out to all y'all.
Vroom got people. You. I was like, huh?
Shout out to the tall people. Shout out to Courtney, the stats of Liberty, of the tall people. Then there's a whole joke. Yeah. Stats in the facts, because she's trying to act like, and shout out to tall Andre. Shout out to Kai Esquire.
Yes.
Nubia Thom. Everybody. Anissa. All y'all.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to all y'all. I've determined I went to the USC UCLA game and I walked by Kiki very often, and I still think Andre's taller. But she's very
tall. Damn. Sears Tower. It's almost his time. on November 1st, he gonna put like a Christmas tree on top of his head. He gonna put a
It's that time. It's that time. Play little Mariah Carey and put a Christmas tree on top.
Yeah. He gonna, well, I mean, my bad. He'll have a star on top of his head. So.
Okay, you can do, yeah, you can do it. I don't do Christmas music till.
Christmas music is already, I've been watching the holiday, the Hallmark. I've been Christmas.
Oh, no, music. That, I mean, they start in October now.
Yeah, I've already been watching holiday because I don't do scary nothing. Y'all can.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that. I mean, I like Halloween, but yeah, I'm not, I don't like scary movies.
So. Yeah, I don't do that. So I've been watching my holiday movies. I'm ready for November 1st. But okay. Shout out for Patreon, to Gal Pal Sports, Carolyn Nettles.
I owe you a response. I promise. I'm coming. I saw the message. I owe a response.
But yeah, we are about to retool Patreon, and there's actually something that is dropping that will start the beginning of the retooltation of that. So
we've really been working hard. We promise, and y'all got a newsletter and merch. So like fruits of our labor, we are working on stuff. I promise.
And Don't Play Out the Back will make more sense because. There are remixes coming and other shit that's associated with that. Anyway, that is it. So what are we going to do? We're going to stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
We're going to make sure the black women in your life are celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
Angel City, please don't embarrass me this week. Atlanta Falcons, don't embarrass me this week.
I mean, we play the Orlando, so I fully expect that.
Georgia Tech, just be a football team. Y'all trying to get
both my American football teams are on a bye week. Amen.
But shout out to my other fake team, Colorado. I see y'all are bowl qualified.
Oh, I thought you was gonna talk about their red team because y'all free.
We're free too. I don't acknowledge them. That's not my team. Like mm-hmm. I was a part of the team until they hire somebody that's not embarrassing me on the men's side and the women's side. I don't acknowledge them. I see they scored 5 goals though.
They were trying. They were free today. My team decided they didn't care about that competition, and that's fine. I just wish they let me know that prior to me.
That's what Manchester United does. They win the Caribou Sippy Cup because that's the only cup they give a damn about on both the women and men's side. But until they become serious, they're not about to stress me out. The Falcons got to go get a pass rusher. If you don't get Calais Campbell or somebody, go get Max Crosby.
Yeah, but y'all might win that division.
We gonna win the division. Who do you see with the division? The division's in the shambles.
Right. It doesn't look great. It doesn't look great.
I mean, y'all gonna win y'all's division.
Let's calm down. Oh, don't put that on me. Don't put that on me.
Steelers are gonna win. But look,
the Falcons, I'm just happy to have competence, please.
Look, the Falcons are near the beginning of looking like a football team. Now, when they actually can sack people, I will begin to care and not get, I will get to fully on that narcotic. But right now, I'm sober.
Okay. All right, so I should prepare my spirit for long text. I got you.
They better beat the Cowboys.
I mean, I said the same thing, and then my team didn't do that. I'm pathetic.
They better beat the Cowboys, or it's going to be a problem. With that said, we will talk to y'all next week. See, why are you trying to get me upset? I was trying to be peaceful and out of this
episode. I didn't even talk about the Falcons. I talked about the other team. You went to the Falcons.
You were talking about, you tried to insinuate that the Manchester United is my team. They are a team at the distance. Everybody at the distance.
All right. But you went straight to the Falcons. All right.
Anyway, bye. All right. Say bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. She got the title.
She got me tied up. Run this circle around you, there's some shit that I'm tired of. She left me in pieces trying to catch a wave. We ain't in North Carolina.